Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we've got a rumor killer on Aleister Black returning to WWE.
WWE tried to sign this major Impact Wrestling star.
Congratulations to Jon Moxley on finally joining the bald community.
And Lana's strange reaction to finding out she was going to be getting released. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
Oh, it's good to be back. And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick things off by talking about Aleister Black, Tommy End, call him whatever you will, and him potentially returning to WWE. Now, of course, his wife, Zelina Vega, returned to WWE on last week's episode of SmackDown and then lost in 3 minutes. Interesting, interesting move indeed. But coming out of this, obviously, you think about her returning to WWE, which was reported in advance by several outlets, and you think of Aleister Black's situation, and you might start speculating on the matter. But PW Insider's Mike Johnson has come through with a report on the matter following on from Vega's return, stating that he has not heard of any deep negotiations between WWE and Aleister Black. And as of right now, he is not back in the company. So there's a lot going on with this guy at the moment. He's done a bunch of interviews since leaving WWE. He has signed a sponsorship deal with Hayabusa, the combat sports apparel company. We've had a report from Dave Meltzer stating that he's heard that Tommy End is going to end up in AEW. We've had all kinds of bits and pieces on this guy. Of course, in the aftermath of his release last month, we had reports that a bunch of people in WWE thought it was premature, and I believe it was probably premature as well. Way too talented a guy to be just letting go like that. But as of now, it doesn't seem like there's a deal in place between him and WWE. Obviously, these things can change. Vince might wake up on a completely different whim one morning and go, hey, get that goth guy back. I miss him. He was really good. But until then, nothing. We sit here, and I don't know why I just said we sit here. Help save this section, please, Adam. Please.
Yeah, often in wrestling, two and two very rarely equals four. So as much as you think, oh, Zelina Vega's back in WWE, surely Aleister Black's going to come back. Well, no, not necessarily. Also, maybe I've just been out of the loop for a few days. But I remember a while back, Andy, us doing reports, and I don't think he was named specifically, it was just sort of speculated on, that he might be one of those people asking to get out of his 90-day no-compete clause. So quite possibly in 72 hours, we could be sat here reporting on him popping up on Dynamite. Is that right? Or have I just made that up in my head?
Yeah, there was that report. The person was never specified as to who had successfully negotiated their non-compete clause down. But he is certainly one of the ones that your speculative brain would point towards, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. I mean, I'd love him to go back to WWE with Zelina Vega being there just for, you know, relationship reasons. But, you know, we've seen it can work with people split between promotions occasionally. And WWE clearly have no bloody idea how to handle someone like Aleister Black, and Tommy End would probably be better off anywhere else, literally anywhere else. But yeah, the prospect of him, I suppose just because the fact I've seen him work with quite a few people, there's loads of people I haven't seen him wrestle in WWE, of course, but because I've seen him work with lots of people within WWE, there's a large part of me that wants to see him work in New Japan or AEW or Impact or wherever he decides to end up, because there's a lot more dream matches you get there. So yeah, I reckon we're going to be sat here in 72 hours saying, oh, there he is on Dynamite, but who bloody knows? We'll obviously keep you posted. But as of right now, yeah, again, just because Zelina Vega's gone back to WWE, he isn't going to be going there. Speaking of people who aren't going to be going to WWE, smooth transition.
Very nice.
Moose, one of my favourite wrestlers in Impact Wrestling, an absolutely lovely bloke when we had him, of course, in WCPW and Defiant Wrestling. He was the guy WWE were desperate to sign from Impact Wrestling. This is according to Fightful Select. No crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful, of course. Yeah, indicated that they were desperate to sign Moose, not just to bring him in, but have him bypass NXT and go straight to the main roster. But according to Fightful Select, Impact made what is described as a huge play to keep him. Obviously, he's been the Grand TNA, former Grand and former TNA World Heavyweight Champion. He signed a new deal. He's there until 2023, I do believe. And he's been having a great time recently, of course, facing Kenny Omega just last month. I really like Moose. I think he's always been, you know, a hell of a presence, but he's grown into this role of his over the last few months and years. And you can look at the graft he's put in. He was already beast mode when he was in WCPW, but he posts progress photos all the time. He's really doing well at this and working hard, Andy.
Yeah, for sure. I think the character in particular has come a long, long way, particularly over the past few years. Mm. He's always been like a tremendous athlete and everything else, and kind of a natural stepping through the ropes with his NFL background and everything else. But he's clearly worked very hard at his craft and has come a long way. I'm not at all surprised by WWE's interest in him. He's massive and he's really good. So there you go. It's a pretty simple equation, isn't it? Scouting terms, large and good. Spot on. That's exactly what you should be looking for. But he's got a nice home. He's got a good role in Impact Wrestling. And it's good that a guy with Moose's name value can stay in a place like Impact, because that helps other promotions lift themselves up as well. It's, you know,
exactly.
Often smaller promotions become talent farms for the bigger leagues. Not in this case. Happy with this. Happy to see what Moose can do there going forward. Anyway.
Yes.
Speaking of someone who has just made a major life choice in the right direction.
Yes.
I would like to formally welcome, congratulate, and extend a hand to John Moxley on his graduation to the bald community. Shout-outs to Larry David. So Kenny Majeed of the Kenny for Your Thoughts, that's just a tremendous name. Shout-outs to Kenny. Posted this clip of Moxley at a meet and greet or signing session in Las Vegas over the weekend. He's wearing a baseball cap, but he takes the baseball cap off for a second, and John Moxley is bald as hell. You genuinely love to see that. Speaking from experience, you know, you can only hold on to these things for so long before your dignity starts going, hey man, can you help me out here? He's been pretty much going bald since the day he debuted in WWE, right? Even as Ambrose, he had this flopping hair that was kind of like halfway back in his skull and everything else. So fair play to Moxley. We've got this Photoshop here on your screen from Twitter that was doing the rounds of him in his New Japan. Look at this. It's really convincing. He looks really good. Everyone looks better when they go bald anyway, baby. But yeah, congratulations to Moxley. I don't know how I've spent so long examining a bald man's head, but that's my job. So there you go.
Yeah, I couldn't believe the reaction to Miller's posting of that Photoshop, by the way. It's not real. Yeah, of course he's not bloody real. You see, one-second clip is all we've got to work with so far. Idiots. Anyway, I really like it. Like you say, I think, from personal experience, and I believe I'm kind of heading the same way, Andy, sometimes you've really just got to give up the fight. Yeah, even when he was in WWE with that long, straggly hair, we all know mates who've done that and then pulled it forward a bit because... And no gusts of wind nearby, because we all know it's going to reveal what's really going on underneath there. Look, I don't really care. Unless he decides to wear a toupee, I still think he's going to be one of the best wrestlers on the planet. And even if he does, he can probably pull off some sort of bloody Velcro toupee thing going on his head as well. Look, I think it's the right decision, if I'm perfectly honest. And if he's happy and if Renee's happy, that's all that matters. Be nice to people, no matter what life... but generally considering their life choices, support is always better than criticism. Right, let's move on to our final news story of the day. And it centres around Lana and her reaction to finding out she was being released. She was speaking recently on the Talk Is Jericho podcast, genuinely one of the best wrestling podcasts out there that isn't ours. And she revealed, her reaction to getting the news. She said, I was literally standing sitting next to the pool and my heart dropped. At the same time, though, I felt really relieved, which was really weird because I didn't expect to feel relieved. It was a weight lifted off my shoulder. She talked about how John Laurinaitis was very professional with that call and budget cuts and blah, blah, blah. She was obviously cut alongside the likes of Buddy Murphy, Alistair Black, Braun Strowman, all the stuff at the start of June. I suppose any time people can relate to this when they get certain news like this, Andy, you sort of sometimes react in a weird way. You think you're going to go one way, you're going to go into this pit of despair. Yeah. But often, I mean, I've had this myself where opportunities go away and you think, you know what, this is a chance for me to finally throw myself into something that I've just been putting off or being scared to do. So, yeah, best of luck to her.
Yeah, fair play. And like from her point of view as well, I think Lana would have been particularly hard hit by the third party cross-promotion platform ban that came in last year. There was a report that came out towards the end of last year and the thousands and thousands of dollars she was making from like sponsored posts on Instagram alone was enough for like a family of like 20 to live off. So she will certainly have plenty of opportunities coming out of this inside wrestling and outside of wrestling. She's always seemed like a nice person and an earnest hard worker. So fair play to her and good luck with whatever comes next.
And let's not forget, her husband, I believe, is God's favourite wrestler. So
he is. The Redeemer.
That'll be fine. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Kirelos Assad. Apologies if I've got your name horribly wrong. Probably out there, Kirelos.
Probably.
Who says, how about WWE brings back Stephanie and Triple H as authority figures and have them feud with Roman Reigns over SmackDown control somehow?
No, thank you.
No, no, I'm good. I mean, to be honest, I know people say, oh, some authority figures. There is scope for authority figures in my wrestling. Not those two, not like that, not right now, is all I will say regarding
not heel
that.
Ones. No, more heel authority figures, please. We've had enough of those. We've had enough
of
those.
Oh, God, quick story about Stephanie McMahon, by the way. My mum, who knows I do this as a job and cannot comprehend what on earth I actually do as a job as a result, said, oh, I saw someone who works for WWE on that Undercover Boss program. You might have seen Stephanie McMahon did it ages ago. It's probably doing a rerun on ITV2 here in the UK or something. And she went, oh, what was her name? Sharon. So from now on, we're calling her Sharon McMahon. Second question today comes from Sean Rohachik, who says, how would you like to see the Thunderdome era end? Should Alexa Bliss use her powers to blow up the Thunderdome, or how would you close out the place?
Interesting idea. The thing with blowing up the Thunderdome with the spooky powers is that one of the last shows is a pre-taped show. So you'd be pre-taping with like a blown up Thunderdome. So unfortunately, it's not possible. Although I think that would make for a pretty spectacular visual, actually, wouldn't it? Just like, you know, Alexa Bliss dropping a bomb or something. So long as no one gets hurt, of course.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think they'll just kind of drift away from it. I don't think we'll see any kind of big send-off. I don't think the Thunderdome really has much of an emotional attachment in the way that maybe Daily's Place does for AEW fans. I think it's just been a nice thing that's been there to tide WWE over, and it's certainly better than the Performance Center was. So I don't think there's much need for a big sign-off. I reckon we'll just drift into the next show and everything will be dandy.
Three options for me. Number one, everyone on the Thunderdome screens pulls masks off and reveals, it was me, Austin, it was me all along, it's Vince McMahon behind it all. Have Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn brawl all over the Thunderdome. I just watched their mad last man standing match last night and thought it was great and just love watching those two beat the holy hell out of each other and just destroy the place. Or my favourite option here, Andy, is you get a group to smash it up. That group being... because they didn't really get a chance before. They broke one window pane twice, I do believe. All right, final question today comes from that guy, Dan, who says, good evening / morning, gents. On the eve of football coming home, get in. Which members of the England team do you reckon could give some wrestlers a run for their money in the ring? I reckon Maguire with a headbutt finisher. #slabhead. Yes, love Harry Maguire.
Well, the answer is none of them because they're all soft as hell. And when they get put out of the European Championships by Denmark, Mark, they're going to be the job squad. So there's your wrestling tie-in.
I was going to say, I love Gareth Southgate. I always get really annoyed in the build to this one when people are like, oh, he's a dreadful manager, blah, blah, blah. He got to a semi-final of the World Cup. He's doing all right, right? But he does look like the most generic, and here's some jobber that Braun Strowman or Lance Archer is going to face right now. I just have a tag team of Jordan Pickford, who's a bit bonkers, like one of the bushwhackers, and Harry Kane, who's the brains of the operation, quite clearly. Right, let's move on to today's. And finally, I just saw this tweet doing the rounds as it was shared by Hurricane Helms, and I thought we could get a conversation going in the comments section. Kenny Majid, who, Kenny, for your thoughts, the guy who did the Moxley bald thing, tweeted, "What wrestler seems like a normal-sized human being but is actually huge? I'll start Billy Gunn." Absolutely spot on there, Kenny. I remember interviewing Billy around Double or Nothing weekend in AEW, and just normally, because I'm 6'3", normally it's a bit like, oh, certain wrestlers, I have to sort of Tom Spirit you a bit. Not Billy Gunn! He's bloody massive! But Hurricane Helm said as much. It's Billy Gunn. It's always Billy Gunn in this category. Everyone else is competing for second place. TV doesn't do Billy justice. Yeah, he is massive. But let us know in the comments which other wrestlers have surprised you by how bloody big they are. Because Billy Gunn, oh, he's a terrifying human being. He's anyone you've met that surprised you, Andy, in terms of how large and in charge they were?
None really come to mind, but like for someone I've not met, Scott Hall's a pretty obvious one, right? Yeah. Guy's like 6'7 or something, but because he spent his career standing next to bloody Kevin Nash, you just think he's a normal sized dude. So shout outs to Scott Hall. Jake the Snake Roberts, there's another one.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But let us know yours in the comments section below, and let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed as well. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dadley Boys sitting down to review SmackDown and preview Monday Night Raw a little bit later on today. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Birthday to the giver of the greatest Hall of Fame induction speech of all time, Hillbilly Jim.
Yes, absolutely. Happy birthday, Hillbilly Jim. Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.